The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Right. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we were talking about not worrying, and Jim brought up the great scriptures too about, you know, not taking on the cares. And as I prayed about, you know, the way we're going to continue, and Lord, what do you want to share? We're going to preach again on being fearless. On being fearless. Amen. You know, there's lots of things, again, in this world that are going to try to grab your attention. And emotions motivate, right? Emotions motivate. Emotions will move people, right? Because that's what Satan's trying to do, is stir up your emotions to get you to move in a certain way. And yet, we're not moved by the flesh or the outside world. We're moved by the Spirit of God leading us. And that's a training process, guys. It's a process. You know, we're not going to just all of a sudden be there. You see, praise God for the grace we receive through Jesus that seals us with his Holy Spirit. That really is an instantaneous God-given gift, right? And it's not because I earned it. I didn't earn it. I received it by trusting in Jesus, my Lord and Savior, right? The ABCs of salvation, amen. I admitted and acknowledged, hey, I needed a Savior. B, I believe Jesus is my Savior. And C, I confess it with my mouth. It's the ABCs of salvation. If I just trust in the Lord, trust that Jesus died for my sins, he's covered my sins, then guess what happens? At that moment, the Holy Spirit comes inside of me. My spirit man is delivered into the heavenly kingdom with rights and authorities. Now, my soul man gets to decide, am I going to walk in that authority or not? Am I going to receive all the things God's died to give me through Jesus or not? It's a choice. So that's what we're going to move forward in today. Father, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for bringing all the people you've brought here today, Father, to receive your word and to grow into you, Father. Lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit and the grace that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen? Amen. 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 And so we're going to go on a scripture I've preached on before. It's such a good scripture. It's Psalm 34, verse 4. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. It says, I sought, I inquired of the Lord. And I love this part. And required him. I required him. And jot this in the notes in your Bible. It may not be in your translation, but this is the Amplified. Look what it says. Of the necessity and on the authority of his word. That's key. On the authority of his word. You can underline that. On the authority of his word. And what does it say? And he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Amen. Don't you want to walk in that every day? Be delivered from all your fears, all your cares, all your anxieties. You know, as Jim was talking, it showed up on the scripture, and I looked it up real quick in the Passion. You don't have it, Caleb, it's okay. It's Psalm 55, 22 in the Passion. And remember, you know, King David's writing this, right? He learned, he lived a life. Remember I taught on King David? Remember? You guys remember that? Look what it says. So here's what I've learned through it all. Leave all your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and measureless grace will strengthen you. If I can't measure it, that means there's a lot. I'm not very smart, but if I can't measure it, that means there's a lot. And I know that grace means I didn't have to earn it. It was freely given to me. It was favor that was given to me in measureless amounts. And that's what he had learned through his life, right? As I lay those things at his feet, he strengthens me and gives me that favor. And it's the authority of his word. And so just a little basis here. You don't have to go there. Romans 12, 3, it says, God's given everyone a measure of faith. These are in your notes. Romans 10, 17 says that faith comes by hearing and hearing God's word. So when you're saved, you've been given a measure of faith. You've got a great starting point. right? So people can't come and say, well, I just don't have any faith. That's not true. If you're in Jesus, you have faith. Now what are you going to do with it? You're going to apply God's word on the authority of his word, and I'm going to hear it, and my faith will increase. It'll rise up in me. It'll be my shield that I actually raise up that'll quench those fiery darts of fear and anxiety that Satan's going to bring against me, right? You know, we're big on the word here. You know why? Because the word is what builds up my faith, and without faith, I can't even please God. I want to please him by believing him. Well, how am I going to believe him? By hearing his word and by operating under the authority of his word, what he's telling me. I'm going to believe what he says over what the news is saying, over what even I might be feeling. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. I said, I don't trust myself. I don't even trust myself. I don't. I know me. I've made so many mistakes. Why would I trust me? Really? But I know who I can trust. I trust him. Amen. I don't have to figure this out. I've got to go to his word, operate under the authority of his word, be led by the Spirit of God that's inside of me, and then watch him deliver me of whatever I'm going through. Amen. That's the process, guys. And it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but there's a spirit of fear out there. It doesn't come from God, but there is one out there, and it's trying to grip this nation. To move us in a direction away from God, I can promise you that. But what has God given us? A spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Amen? And we operate under that authority. Why? Because that's what God says. All right, let's get into this a little bit. So I've always said faith and fear. Fear is trying to crowd out faith. And if faith will stand strong, fear can't get in. Make sense? They try to occupy the same space. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. In the New King James, first it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. Listen to this. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's the key. I mean, all of this is good. Read it all. The world was framed on his word. We operate under the authority of how the world was framed. We operate in that authority. As children of God, with the Holy Spirit inside of us. Remember, Jesus is the word. He's the one that delivered us. He's the one that's leading us by his Spirit into truth to operate under that authority. That's a structure we can stand on. That's the rock of our salvation. That's the rock of my paradigm. I'm coming from that thought process. I'm coming from that authority. I'm operating in that power that the enemy can't stand against. Amen. Amen. And all fear's trying to do is push you out of that position. Just push you over. Right? Yep. That's right. All the time. In the Passion, it says, now faith brings our hopes, and hope is great expectation, our hopes into reality, and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Verse 2, this testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us. You know what authority means? Operating in power. That's what it means. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, and the invisible realm gave birth to all that's seen. That's why it says we believe, therefore we speak. As we believe God's word, and out of the abundance of our heart, we speak. We're always just making sure that as we measure what's abundant in my heart, I got to measure that by God's word. Again, I know what people are believing. You know why? They tell me. Really, I believe what they say. I listen to what people tell me. And when they're talking fear and they're talking anxiety, they're talking doubt, I know what they're believing. Listen, and I understand that. I care about how they're feeling. I really do. As a shepherd, I care. I care about people. I really do. I care how they feel. I understand it isn't easy. but it is simple. That's why you'll hear me say that. It's simple, but it's not easy. The simple truth is we've got to stand on the authority of his word, and we've got to make sure that's coming out of my mouth. I've got to make sure. I've got to make sure. I've got to make sure. When Jim started at the bottom of the corral, he probably wasn't trusting as much as he was when he got to the house. Right? That's what he said. That's why he had to keep saying it out of his mouth. He kept saying it until pretty soon, wait a minute, I think I believe that. I've done the same thing. I've had to talk myself into what God was saying. And it was a choice. It was not a feeling, people. Seems like I preach the same way all the time, huh? You know why? Because what God says is true all the time. I just want to go on what he says. And it's by his authority I can stand up here and just say what Daddy said. If Daddy said it, I'm saying it, period, right? That way I don't even have to trust myself, praise God. I trust him. All right. The authority of God's word. We as believers operate under and in that authority. All right, now I'll start preaching. Isaiah 41, verse 10. See, we know the first, we're reading out of the New King James. The first part of this we know. Fear not, for I'm with you. How many of y'all have heard that? We've heard that scripture. Most everybody's heard that scripture. Praise God, and that's fantastic scripture. Hold on to that. Say it out loud. Believe it, right? Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Listen to this in the Amplified. Fear not. And it says, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. For I am with you. Look what it says. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. Listen to this. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Doesn't say you're not going to have difficulties. You're going to have them. You're going to have difficulties, people. When you're in the family business, there's an enemy against the family business. The family business is advancing God's kingdom. And there's an enemy that doesn't want that kingdom advanced. There will be difficulties. God doesn't say, listen, I'm going to remove all difficulties. I'm going to give you a bed of roses, Twinkies, whatever else you want. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. In fact, he says there's going to be difficulties, but guess what? They're not going to slow you down. I'm going to strengthen you as you move through them. I'm going to equip you and prepare you for what's coming. I'm going to deliver you from the fake lies that are making you feel fear. See, fear is a feeling that tries to make you move in a direction, that tries to make you make a bad choice. When have you ever made a good choice when you were scared? Never. I can tell you plenty of bad choices I made when I was scared. See, we have to recognize that when I feel that fear coming up, God's about to strengthen me to deliver me. When I feel that fear coming up, I'm going to operate in the authority of his word. I'm going to find a scripture that applies to my situation. I'm going to say it out of my mouth. I'm going to say it out of my mouth. I'm going to say it out of my mouth and watch my God deliver me by the authority of his word. Every single time. Amen. Bad diagnosis comes. Okay. Let's find the scripture. What do you say, God? I'm going to apply that scripture. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I forget not any of his benefits. All of his benefits apply to me as a child of God. But you got to find the scripture. That's why I love our scripture confession books. Helps me find them. Helps me say them. They're free. They're out here in the foyer place. Grab one. Read them every day. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance you're coming up against, there'll be a scripture that applies to that. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Do you know how hard it is to get people to do that? There's like a natural hindrance from some people in my family. I mean, some people I know. I ain't picking on Maddie much. Listen, I'll be going through something, and I'll realize, man, I haven't been saying my confessions. And I'm like, well, praise God. Thank you for reminding me. And I'll get after it and start applying God's word and start operating that authority, and my feelings start to change. He changes how I feel. That's, and honestly, when you're feeling anxiety, stress, fear, and fear comes in those different forms. I mean, people think of fear as, ooh, I'm scared. Ooh. I mean, it don't hit me that way, to be honest. It's the little irritations. It's the anxiety. That's still a form of fear. It really is, right? And you know what it does with me? Makes me mad. Right? And you know what I heard Pastor Bert say? I was listening to his sermon this morning. He said, when you're mad, it opens up the door to Satan to start messing with you. Yeah, it does. And I don't feel very strengthened when I'm feeling that way. I feel irritable, not steady. So I have to say, okay, Lord, why am I irritated and frustrated? What cares have I not been laying at your feet? And he starts showing me. And then I start declaring God's word over those. And he delivers me. I'm not saying there aren't real things coming against you, real difficulties, because there are. There are. They're real, right? And Satan wants to take you as far down the road of that fear as you'll let him. You know, where the splinter becomes an amputation. I mean, seriously. I mean, I've said it before, you know. I mean, Satan will take it as far as you'll let him, as far as you allow him, because who's the one with the authority? You are. Why? Because of Jesus and because of who's inside of you. That's why you have the authority to put an end to it if you'll operate in and under that authority. Is that making sense? Good. Good. He says, I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Seriously. Let's do a couple more. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. I'm reading out of the Amplified. It says, beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place. That just shows it's going to happen. And it says, to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. Don't think it's strange when the fiery trials come. But insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, because you're in the family business, you're following Christ as our leader, right? We're leadable. Rejoice, it says. And rejoice means to take joy. You don't feel it, you take it. So that when his glory, his full radiance and splendor is revealed, you may also rejoice and triumph, it says, exultantly. I looked that up. And I'm gonna use my word, super joy. It's super, it is joy. It's super joy. Man, when I get to stomp on a fear because I've been delivered of it, I feel super joy. That don't even bother me anymore. Seriously. I like that. I don't like being afraid. It makes me mad. And opens the door. I want to be super joyous as I'm delivered from that thing. Foul, nasty lie Satan been trying to tell you. It says, if you are censured and suffer abuse because you bear the name of Christ, blessed are you. Happy, fortunate, to be envied, with life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward condition. Whew. That's a choice, people. Praise God that we get to make a choice. Because the Spirit of glory, this is why you can. Because the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God is resting upon you. On the folks that don't believe, it says on their part, he's blasphemed. But on your part, he's glorified. You see, it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about him inside of us. It's all about trusting Jesus and following that Spirit that seals you. And as he walks you out of that place of fear and lines up that good future he has for you. Guys, we are faith people. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. Now let's look at the last one. We mentioned it before, but we're going to look into it a little more. 2 Timothy 1, 5 through 7. In the Amplified. It says, I am calling. Now remember, Paul's writing to Timothy, right? I'm calling up memories of your sincere and unqualified faith. Listen to this. The leaning of your entire personality on God in Christ. In absolute trust and confidence in his power, in his wisdom, and in his goodness. That should encourage you. A faith that first lived permanently in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am fully persuaded dwells in you. All right. How many of y'all have kids in here? A lot of folks, right? And we talk, some of y'all have grandkids, and I know some of y'all have great-grandkids. Praise God. You're in the family business, and you have a family line. And as you operate in that faith is being transferred to your little girl right now. It's being transferred to the generations that are going to follow us as we make our choices. And that's what that's showing us, see? And you know what? I was talking yesterday, same gentleman. Our kids are going to do better than us. Praise God. Praise God. And our grandkids even more. And it's going to go on until Christ comes. Amen? Look at what it says. It says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, to rekindle the embers of, to fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God. How many of y'all have been gifted by God? All y'all raise your hands. Because every one of you have been. Every one of you have been gifted and called. Called for a purpose on purpose. And you will accomplish that purpose on this earth, advancing his kingdom. The way God thinks about things, the way he wants to do things. And he wants to use you in this family business. You have a part to play. And you've been fully equipped for it. You have a gifting. The inner fire that is in you. Listen to this. By means of the laying on of my hands. Paul's saying this with those of the elders at your ordination. All right, now he's talking about Timothy's ministry. But here's the thing. Each and every one of you that's associated with the Lighthouse in any way have been given a specific calling in this region. Every one of y'all that are in here hearing my voice. You need to remember that. You need to know God's called you and to stir that up in you. And it's a choice you make. So as that spirit of fear tries to say, oh, you ain't nothing, you blah, blah, lies, lies, lies. Say, I'm in the family business, called and equipped. Fully equipped is what it says, fully equipped. I mean, I ain't lacking nothing. I got everything I need to accomplish what God's given me to accomplish here on this earth, here in this place, with my kids, with my grandkids, with my parents, praise God, all of them. No matter what it looks like right now. In fact, don't look with your natural eyes. Operate on the authority of his word. Not on your present condition. Not on the way we feel. I'll be way nicer to y'all than I was to my kids. With my kids, I just tell them, I don't care how you feel. That wasn't very nice. And it wasn't actually accurate. I did care how you felt. But I couldn't let the way I felt about how you felt hinder me from speaking the truth. You follow me? Because I know well enough to know it don't matter how I feel. It matters what you say, God. Because what you say trumps how I feel every single time. And it double trumps the devil. every single time. And verse 7, this is the one we end on. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. Do you see all these scriptures were lining up to say this? You follow me? God has not given us a spirit of timidity, of fear, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear. But he has given us a spirit of power. That's authority.
Power.
And of love. That's the family business. Right? And of a calm and well-balanced mind. And discipline and self-control. Praise God. Well, Monty, I don't feel that way all the time. Yeah, I don't either. But what did I just say? I don't even care how I feel. Doesn't matter how I feel. My feeling's about to change. How's it going to change? By looking into God's word. By getting my instructions. You know, Jim said it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means I'm in right standing with God. Placed on a path for a future that he's prepared for me. That he empowers me to walk in based on the authority of his word. If he can create this entire universe with every organism, everything created, if he can do that, you think he can't line up your future? If he's for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Nobody. It's just operating in that authority, and it takes practice. And it takes being with people and relationships. That's why Paul talks about it. He says, not only do I have a relationship with you, Timothy, but you had a good relationship with your mama and with your grandmama. A relationship based on God and his word. Right? You see, y'all have a relationship here with us. Are we perfect? Don't answer that. No, we're not perfect. But praise God, we didn't have to be. That's why I like grace. I like unmerited favor. That even in my imperfections, he shows me how to get in the right track again. He empowers me to fill my heart with his word so that I won't believe the lie. And that I'll speak out the power and the authority that he's already said. And then I can walk in it. See, folks, I'm telling you right now, you need power. You need to understand your authority because it's going to be tested with difficulties. The lies are going to get louder. They're going to get crazier. Can I say that? Crazy? It's crazy. I already told y'all last week, it says in the end times that people will die from fear. Not in this house. But people that don't have faith, they don't have their heart filled with faith through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. They're going to collapse from fear and die. And if we can advance his kingdom and ourselves first, see, that's where it starts. We advance his kingdom in ourselves. See, everybody thinks about, you know, we're going to run out of here and we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit and talk to somebody in the grocery store or whatever. And you know what? You will. Praise God. You will. When he tells you, you will, right? But it's got to start in here first with me, with you. It's got to start inside where I say, Lord, in what area has Satan tried to be a lie to me? And get me anxious or scared of something. Get me worked up about something. Get me off track just a little. Lord, I want to advance your kingdom in my life, in my heart, in my heart of hearts. I want to advance your kingdom. I want you to set me free in that little area that's troubling me. Or maybe it's a big area keeping you up every single night. He'll deliver you there. He wants to advance the kingdom in your life first. Because guess what? As he advanced the kingdom in your heart and in your life, you grow. You get strengthened. You get better prepared for the next step. See? You'll be able to take that phone call and answer questions or whatever. You'll be able to come alongside somebody and encourage them and pray and declare God's word over their life. You say, Monty, I don't always remember God's word. You'll remember it when you need it. I'm saying the Holy Spirit's inside of you. You'll say stuff, and you might not know where it is. Neither do I. But I find it, and I know what it says. That's why it's hard for me to write sermons. It's hard. You know why? I end up with about 100 scriptures. I write about 4 sermons in one. I do. But do you know why? Because God's advancing the kingdom in me. Because he knows I need all those scriptures. He knows I need that coming to my remembrance. You know, we talk about Memorial Day, right? And God bless all those that we're going to be remembering, that we are remembering. God bless them and their families, right? But see, we have to have a remembrance of what he has said about us, what he says is true, right? And that's what seals us. See, our Holy Spirit seals us, but our soul man getting strengthened, right? That's what protects us with that shield of faith from the fiery darts hitting home. And guys, we have to have that. We have to have that out of necessity.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com. Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/LighthouseRaton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.LighthouseRaton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will